Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Russia and U.S. diplomats agreed on Friday to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, even though their meeting produced no movement in the crisis that has seen Moscow mass tens of thousands of troops at the border and the West ramp up supplies of weapons to Kiev. With fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met with about 90 minutes in Geneva. And what the American said was a critical moment. Expectations were low going in, and there was no breakthrough. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after that, offering some hope that any invasion would be delayed for at least a few days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the current world is much more chaotic, much less predictable than during the Cold War between the former Soviet Union and the United States, and it's dangerous because there are no instruments to deal with crises. He told reporters Friday that the Cold War was between two opposing blocs where there were clear rules and mechanisms to prevent conflict, saying it never became hot because there was a certain level of predictability. He said he wouldn't call the dangerous situation today a cold or hot war, but probably a new form of tepid confrontation. Government and business leaders have urged global cooperation on climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery at the World Economic Forum's virtual gathering this week. Speeches and discussion from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and more occurred. This is VOA News. Three new U.S. studies offer more evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are standing up to the Omicron variant, at least among people who have gotten booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the studies Friday. The results echo previous research, including studies in Germany, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. They found available vaccines are less effective against Omicron than they were against earlier versions of the coronavirus. One of the papers found that two doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered no significant protection against Omicron. Several studies have concluded a booster and significantly improved protections. Three children and more than 60 adults have been reported to have been killed in airstrikes in Yemen Friday. That's according to Save the Children and Reuters. A Reuters witness said several people, including African migrants, died in the raid in Houthi-held Sada province. Rescue workers were still pulling bodies out of the rubble around midday following the dawn strike on the temporary detention center in North Yemen, but it was not immediately clear how many people had been killed. Speaking to Reuters, the health minister for the Houthi-led government in Sana'a said that hospitals were struggling to cope with the large number of injured and dead, and he called on the UN to send in medical planes to help the injured. A Saudi-led military coalition that's been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group since 2015 said the report would be fully investigated. Haiti's spiraling insecurity and growing concerns about its ability to hold general elections following the killing of President Jovenel Moise prompted two dozen international senior officials to meet amid a pressing need to take action. Canada hosted the more than three-hour-long meeting Friday with representatives from countries including the U.S., France, Japan, and Mexico, as well as U.N. officials. It pledged $39 million in aid, while other countries promised to improve Haiti's security situation so it could hold successful elections. They also committed to bolstering the police department as violence spikes and gangs become more powerful. Louis Anderson, whose four-decade career as a comedian and actor included his unlikely an Emmy-winning performance as mom to twin adult sons in the TV series Baskets, has died at the age of 68. Anderson's publicist says the comedian died Friday in Las Vegas, saying even more that this week that Anderson was hospitalized for a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. He'd been a familiar face elsewhere in TV, including a host as of the revival of the game show Family Feud from 1999 to 2002. Via remote,